good time. Open your Bibles to Psalm 126. Psalm 126. The message tonight is different than I've, a little bit different than I've done before. In that I'll be illustrating this message and try to drive home a truth to your heart. Please stay with us just a few minutes. It's not going to be long. It's going to be short. So listen carefully. Don't nobody leave unless it's an absolute emergency. Just stay right where you're at. This is the most important part of the service. Our hearts are now prepared for the preaching of the Word of God. Psalm 126, verse 1. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. I'm preaching to you tonight on the subject, God has been so good to me. When I think about my life growing up, like most little boys in this part of the country, like a lot of these little boys around here, you know, when you're little, you don't, you belong to the He-Man Woman Haters Club. Something wrong here. This one. You belong to the He-Man Woman Haters Club. You hate girls. Then as you grow up, you spend less time with boys, you know, your age, and you begin to get around the older boys. Same way. I like that little boy said he hated all girls, you know, and he got up a little bit bigger, got up 9, 10 years old. Then he seen a pretty little girl walk by at school, and he said, I hate girls, but as soon as I quit hating them, she's going to be the one I quit hating first. And then I was like that growing up. You get 13 or 14, you get a girlfriend, and you're like that little, like Ernest was a while ago. He says, whisper those three words, honey, that make me feel like I'm floating in air. She looks back and says, catch a plane? That's those three words. But all through those years, growing up, you don't realize that it's God taking care of you. And young people have a hard time understanding that it's God that's given you every good thing that you've got. The Lord is what gives you those things. I'm going to say three things tonight, illustrate them three. God's been so good to me by giving me a family. I heard about a young man, one of our preachers goes over to the juvenile center about every week or so. He told about a 15-year-old boy who is in juvenile detention center. This 15-year-old boy was serving a certain amount of time in the juvenile center and got out. And when he got out, they took him home. And when he went home, his parents had moved away. He didn't even know where they was. Didn't know where his parents were. A lot of times we wonder why some of these kids are in the shape they're in. Not too far down the road here, about 6 miles from here, less than about a year ago, somebody was up early one morning. Were driving down the road, and somehow evidently must have had the window open. They heard something squeal on the side of the road. They heard it and stopped. They heard something in the weeds. They went over to the weeds there. There was a 6-hour-old baby wrapped up in a blanket laying in the weeds just right down this road, that road right there. They picked that little baby up, only been born probably around 6 hours, they estimated, took it up here, and if those people hadn't come by at that moment, been a little bit later, it would have been dead. You think about that. We all heard their stories of the people up there in Chicago who they went in, the police went in this apartment. There was something like nearly 10 little kids in the apartment with a dog. And the children and the dog were fighting over the food. Their diapers hadn't been changed in days. They were just laying there in their own filth and no adult around them. I think some of us young people here tonight ought to be thankful for our families. Amen. I think you ought to be thankful that you've got a mom and a dad. And if you don't have a mom or a dad, a real mom or dad, you have a stepmom or stepdad or somebody that cares about you. Before you start complaining and saying, oh, how rough I've got it and how bad off I am. You know what you ought to do? You ought to thank God your mother didn't have an abortion when she was carrying you. There's millions of little boys and girls never got to even grow up like you kids have because mama and daddy decided they didn't even want them, or mama did, and murdered them while they were still even in the womb, mother. Still in the womb. I thank God tonight that He's been good to me and given me a family. My three girls here tonight, I don't know where they are. They're around here somewhere. There's one. There's one. There's the other two. Doing something we're not supposed to. They all pray. I'm glad that my girls pray. The other night when we was going to have prayer meeting, my middle one here, this one right here, she said, Daddy, I want to go to prayer meeting. Boy, that thrilled my soul. Not long ago, I walked in my teenage daughter's room. She was laying there of her own free will, laying there reading the Bible. Boy, that thrills my soul. Listen, hey, I've had my share of problems. I've had my burdens and my heartache. But I thank God, hey, He's been good to me tonight by giving me a Christian family. Amen? My wife up here tonight serves God and loves God with all of her heart. God has been good to me. God has been good to me. Let me tell you something, kids. God's been good to you too. God has been good to you too. Somebody cared enough about you to bring you to this youth rally tonight. Somebody has done without food and pushed the dinner plate back this week just praying for you when you get here that God will touch your life and change you in this service tonight. God's been good to you. You could have been born in a foreign country where you grew up worshiping rocks and trees, where they took you out in the jungle when you're 12 or 13 years old, teach you every vile sin known to mankind, where they offer you, young ladies, take you when you're 13 or 14 years old and sell you to the highest bidder, or a young man make a slave or a male prostitute out of them. You could have been born in a nation tonight where that you didn't have the opportunity of being in something like this. You're a blessed bunch of kids here tonight. God has been good to you. They tell me that they Satanists, when they trap these kids, they'll go to these high schools and junior high school and they'll say, hey, you want some candy? Come here, get them in the van. When they take these young people into these vans, they'll take them off into these satanic worship groups. And many times, they'll use them in every kind of filthy, pornographic picture imaginable known to man. And then they'll send them back to the daycare, school, or wherever they're from. And you know what they tell them? They'll say, now you can't tell your mom and daddy, and you can't tell nobody what we done. And they'll say, you know last night when you was asleep? While you was asleep, we cut you and done a little operation on you. And we put a big old mean dog inside your body. And they tell these kids, they say, now, if you ever start to tell anybody what happened to you, that dog will get real mad and he'll eat you from the inside. When that little kid goes back to mom and dad, having seen and experienced things an adult shouldn't even have to be involved in. Sometimes having physical abuses they'll carry with them to their grave. Sometimes they have a disease that'll stay in their body till the day they die. Every time they start ready to tell their mom and daddy or their preacher, they feel nervous inside. And they think it's that dog that's going to tear them apart. Young lady sat right there in my office not long ago, come on one of our buses. She said, preacher, I've got a problem. I said, what is it? She's about 14 years old. She said, my mama works a third shift. She said, my uncle comes over to the house. Him and daddy gets drunk. And when mama leaves to go to work, my uncle comes in my room. And she said, he's bigger than I am, and I can't fight him off. And he's mean to me. My wife broke for that kid. I thought about all you young people here tonight. I thought about you kids that are listening to me right now, that have a mama and daddy that takes you to church every Sunday, that carries you to the house of God and gives you a Bible and feeds you three meals a day. And oh, how good God's been to you. Little kids are being sacrificed, being tortured. thinking nobody cares about them. Instead of thinking and fussing. Instead of fussing about having to come home at 10 or 11 o'clock at night, you ought to thank God you've got a mom and daddy that cares where you are at night time. There's thousands. Come here, Greg. There's thousands of young people tonight whose mom and daddy don't care what time they come in. Some of you Christian young people tonight, God's been good to you. Get him up here just a hair bill.
I praise God for the family that He's given me. Although I took them for granted for so long. I thank God that I'm saved tonight. I thank God that I'm only trusting on Jesus to take me to heaven when I die. Many years ago, I thought religion could do that. And now I know it's only through the blood of Christ that you're going to get to heaven. Religion says do. Salvation says done. 4 months ago, I was about 60 pounds less. My face was all sunken in. My eyes were all black underneath. I was walking death, man. I had a severe crack problem. I was real close to death. I'd like to say my problem started my senior year of high school when I got with the wrong crowd, but they started long before that. See, I wasn't brought up in when you think of a drug addict, you think of someone afflicted with drugs. Right away you think of a person, you know, from a broken family or a street punk, someone grew up in gangs. My dad's a pastor of a King James preaching church in Brooklyn, New York. I was raised the right way. I was taught morals, taught standards, taking street preaching as a kid. I gave out tracts. My problem started. See, as a kid growing up, I was the best blame shifter in business. I mean, whenever I had a problem, it was either my dad's fault, it was my mom's fault, yeah. It was the church's fault, yeah. It was never my fault. Yeah. I thought being in church, coming week after week, Sunday, Wednesday, I thought I was a somebody being a preacher's kid. Let me tell you something. The drug addicts aren't just kids that are out there in the streets from broken homes. They're preacher's kids, they're deacon's kids, they're on the front rows of your church, and unless we do something about it, we can't leave that back door open a crack, because the devil's the prince and power of the eggs, like a vapor. He'll seep in and he'll grab you one at a time. The Bible says a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. He'll grab one person, that one person will grab two more, and then three more. The next thing you know, you got a serious problem in your church. I got saved at a young age. I got saved at 8 years old. And was raised the right way. I went through life, you know, I'd come to church on Sunday and Wednesday and thinking I was doing the Lord, you know, I was doing my duty as a Christian for the week. I'd come, I'd smile, I'd say a few amens, and I thought everything was all right. I went through life thinking I deserved something. I thank God I didn't get what I deserved. Let me see. My senior year of high school, I got involved with the bad crowd. I was a follower my whole life. The Bible says, choosing rather to suffer afflictions with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Let me tell you, that pleasure only lasts for a season, man. I made the wrong choice in life. Don't make that choice. Don't make that choice. See, Satan will show you the prize, but he won't tell you the price. It cost me everything. It cost me my family, most of all, cost me my happiness and my peace. And I've seen a lot of things that no ordinary person should see growing up, especially a child of a pastor. My senior year of high school, I got involved with the wrong crowd. I started dealing crack. I had a prominent weed and crack business. I was running with some pretty rough people. Got involved doing things for the mob, for the mafia. I come from Brooklyn, New York, an Italian neighborhood. But being, you know, the drug addicts, they're able to pull the wool over their parents' eyes. And I put up a good front, and I showed good face. And I went to Hiles Anderson Christian College after graduating high school. I fooled my dad. The only reason why I went there was to please my father, being that he was a pastor. But while I was there, the Lord called me to preach. And I didn't take that call seriously, but the Lord did. Now it's been 6 years later. 4 months ago, I surrendered. During that time, I came home for the summer after 1 year of Hiles Anderson Christian College. I came home for the summer, and I got with the same crowd, and I never made it back. I joined the Navy, figuring that my life would get straight. It wasn't long before I got kicked out for drugs in the Navy. See, I figured I could fit the Lord into my lifestyle and everything would be alright. The Lord don't want to be a part of your lifestyle. He wants to be your life.
Amen.
I mean, it's one thing to call Jesus your Savior. It's another thing to call Him your Lord. The Lord says, how could you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say? I mean, the Lord's not Lord at all unless He's Lord over all. And I failed to realize that for 6 years. I seen my best friend standing from me, sitting actually in a car from me to him. And he got shot 9 times to death. His brains and his blood was all over my face and hands. And I went home. I washed that hand. I washed the blood off my hands. I was scared to death. I mean, I loosed my bowels. I was frightened. And I washed his blood off my hands, but his blood is still on my hands because I never got a chance to witness to him. I never did what I was supposed to do as a duty as a Christian. We're supposed to do something for the Lord. Well, 4 months ago, he gave me a verse in 1 Kings. It says, and Ahab said to Elijah, this is the point of life. This is what point I was in my life. And Ahab said to Elijah, hast thou found me, O mine enemy? See, I wasn't done having fun yet. I just wanted to have fun. And the Lord finally said, the Lord finally found me. And I said, have you found me, mine enemy? The Lord became my enemy when all he ever was my best friend. And he wanted to bring me along. He wanted to carry me on his shoulders. But I insisted on doing things my way. And he answered, I have found thee because thou hast sold thyself to work evil in the sight of the Lord. See, if you're not sold out for Jesus, then you're a sellout for someone else. Amen. If you're not doing some sort of work for Jesus, if you're staying idle, then you're working evil in the sight of the Lord, because he says to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, it is sin. If you know you're supposed to be out there witnessing and you're not doing it, you're sinning. It says it right there in the Word. Amen. It's plain and simple.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. The Bible says in Proverbs 31:1, the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother had taught him. I wish I would have listened to what my mom had to teach me as a kid growing up. I mean, I could stand up here, I could talk till I'm deaf, dumb, blue in the face. But I'm here to tell you that there's nothing out there in the world for you guys. They'll beat you down. It'll take everything from you. See, Satan's going to take everything you got and then some.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Please, just take care of business tonight. Come to the altar. Someone asked me, he says, you know, you come to the altar at the end of every service. What, do you have a lot of problems? Let me tell you something. There's a problem when I'm not at that altar at the end of every service.
Amen.
I thank God that he's given me the family he's given me, that I've taken for granted. Don't take your family for granted. Listen to what they have to tell you. I mean, my dad always tells me, the things you're learning now, I already forgot. I mean, they're telling you things for your own good, man.
Yeah.
Little ones, don't fall into Satan's trap. Don't enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, because like I said, it's only going to last a season.
Amen.
Time's going to come, you're going to have to pay a price. We all must appear at the judgment seat of Christ, and whatever's done for Christ is going to last. That's all that matters. Just do something for the Lord.
Now, some of you young people here tonight,
there's no doubt in my mind you need to go to Mama and Daddy. Say, Mama, listen, yeah, I know girls that say, well, Mama won't let me date. No wonder you act like a 3-year-old. You know you ain't old enough to date when you go to your room and slam the door and do like a little baby and beat the bed like this. Amen?
Amen.
Date. Who are you trying to kid? Amen. I thank God for my family. God's been good to me. Thousands of young people tonight don't have what you've got. They don't have what you have here this evening. Boy, I'll tell you what. Listen, brother. Listen, our young people tonight, you are following the styles, the trends of the world. Listen, all Jesus did is die on the cross for you. I mean, all he did is let them put nails in his hand. I'd be ashamed if I had to talk like them two little characters we had up here a while ago to try to make somebody think I was cool. Amen? I'd be ashamed. Man, they follow the things of the world nowadays. The things that this, I heard somebody said the other day, these new hairstyles that's out. They follow the most wicked people on earth. Like Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson, right on down, the rest of that crowd. Any of the rock singers thought they got more hair hanging in front than they do on the side. Bald headed over here and a big sprig hanging right down between their eyes. One fella said, I really like my new hairdo, but the only problem is, people keep coming up and whispering things in my nose. While there's some kids in the world starving to death, some of you kids here enough to eat enough to work, you have two zip codes where you live. You know, the boys say, oh, I'm Mr. Cool, I'm God's gift. Hey, these boys come in nowadays that you can tell by looking at them. Jesus isn't your God. He's not your idol. Some hype and hype white, black, boy, girl type of pervert is your God. They come in, they try to be like Tarzan and walk like Jane and smell like Cheetah and say, I still love God. Don't work that way. Amen. You know what your problem is? You just don't realize how good God's been to you. God has been good to you. God has been good to you. God has been good to you. You think of the thousands of teenagers tonight that don't have this opportunity. Secondly, God's been so good to me and you by giving us our health. Our health. You ever thought about what it's like just to be able to see? Just to be able to see? Have you ever put your hands in front of your eyes like this and just imagine what it would be like to be blind? Sometimes you get to thinking, oh, pitiful me. I don't get to do nothing. My mom and daddy won't let me do this. Won't let me do that. You know what you ought to do sometimes? You ought to just get down and say, God, I thank you for my two eyes that I can see. I can see. You say, well, preacher, that's nothing. Don't tell me. You go talk to somebody that don't have any eyes and see if it isn't nothing. It is a great blessing. And you ought to be ashamed if you look at things that you're not supposed to be looking at. That's why you should leave the pornography alone. Amen. Hey, a dirty book, put it down. Dirty movies, TV, turn it off. Get it out. God's give you your two eyes. Don't. David said, I will set no wicked thing in front of my eyes. Amen. God's give you your nose. Can you imagine what it'd be like if you couldn't smell? You know, something come in. Shoo! Smell this before I taste it. That'd be bad, wouldn't it? Something on fire. You wouldn't know it. Your ears. To be able to hear. Your touch. I heard of a young man who was riding on a boat. And while this boat was going down the road, or down the water, he was griping. I don't like this. The food ain't no good. When are we going to get there? This is taking too long. I don't like it. Where am I going to sleep? What are we going to do? And they put up with that mouth and put up with that mouth and put up with that mouth. And finally, two or three of them just grabbed him up and throwed him overboard. And he's about 15 years old. Something. He's out there. And they let him almost drown. And then reached down there and grabbed him. And but he sat down over there and shut his mouth and never said another word. Listen, that's what God's going to have to do to some of you young people. He said, oh, God had to go down, done you, Frally. You better thank God that He's given you the opportunity that you've got here tonight. You just don't realize how good God's been to you by letting you be here. Thousands of teenagers never been in nothing like. You say, well, I'm too smart for you. If your brains was water, you wouldn't have enough for a gnat to gargle with. You think you're Mr. Cool. You think you're so smart. I tell you, brother, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Feeding at the devil's slop trough, wishing you was out there honky-tonking somewhere when God's blessed you with an opportunity to be in one of the greatest services you could ever be in your life. You say, well, I wanted to go country singing tonight. You know, I figured you did. What you about that country singer had to retire? Had to go out of business. His adenoids cleared up. They've even found back masking on that stuff now. Just like rock and roll. They played one of them country music records backwards. Hey, his tears dried up. He got his wife back. He got his job back. He got everything. Everything got all fixed. He'd say, well, I'm pitiful. Oh, you're in good shape. You just able to get up and walk in here tonight. You ought to thank God for the opportunity of being here. I thank God I can walk. I thank God I can see. I thank God for my ears, my nose, my eyes. Woo! God has been good to me. God's been good. God's been good. You say, well, I know sometimes we act like things is wrong with us. We act like I'm just having it so hard. Don't you feel sorry for me, preacher? My mama made me sweep and vacuum the floor. Some of you girls, you don't know what a broom is. You're like that girl got married and somebody got her broom for a shower. And she said, Mama, somebody played an awful trick on me. They sent me an old stick with straw sticking out the end of it. She said, you stupid thing, that's a broom. She said, well, they didn't even send the cord with it. You boys are the same way. You're a miracle worker. If you ever worked, it'd be a miracle. That's right. Amen. That's right. One guy acted like something's wrong with him. He said, this guy got him a job selling Bibles. You hear about that guy got him a job selling Bibles? And he's selling, and man, he's beating everybody in the whole company. Selling one right after another, just like that. He come back, the manager says, man, how in the world are you selling all them Bibles? I can't believe that. You've sold more than anybody. He said, yes, sir, sure do, Doc. He said, is it all right if I go with you one Sunday or one week and see how you do it? And he said, yeah, sure. So on a bright sunny morning, they all went out. He, boss man went with him. He said, I want to see how this dude's selling all these Bibles. He went up to the first house, knocked on the door. Lady come to the door. He said, ma'am, would you Bible, or did you want me to read it to you? You see, I'd buy one, wouldn't you? Now, you just act like something's wrong with you. You just act like you're pitiful. You just act like, poor little me. Oh, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. I heard about a young man not long ago. This really happened. Sitting on the front row in school. Oh, I think maybe 10th grade. His teacher had just handed him a test paper. I think he got a high grade on the paper. He was looking at it. And as he was looking at the paper, two seats back, a boy had a pistol. He messed with it. Now, that thing went off and went right through the back of his head. He fell on the floor just like that, dead. He said, I don't believe that could happen to me, preacher. Preacher Bill. He said, I don't believe nothing like that could happen to me. I'm a teenager. I'm young. I'm healthy. Not God's thing. I'm not thankful. I'm all right. I'll make it like I am. Preacher Bill guy. I'll tell you what could happen to a teenager. Just like that.
I've been saved 22 years. And in that time, I've found out how good God has been to me and my family. And He's proved it every day. And the scripture really came real to me just a few months ago when it said in the Bible that Christ loved us even that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I never did know what the meaning of that was till the Lord is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. One evening on May the 19th last year, me and my wife arrived home and I sat down in the chair and I was drinking a soft drink and she was calling the doctor to see how her dad was, which was in the hospital. She was on the portable and as she was walking through the house, she asked me, she hollered through the house and said, Billy, what's David, our son, doing laying in the yard with no shirt and it's raining? And at that time I had one shoe off and one on getting ready for revival. And I said, I don't know. I said, go see. She ran out and as she went outside I heard her holler and I knew that something was wrong. And so I ran outside, and by that time my wife had already passed out. And my son was laying, and I bent down to see how he was, and in the side of his head, directly behind his ear, was a hole the size of a tennis ball. And I knew then that it was a gunshot, and he was bouncing up off the ground, and his stomach was all in knots, and we panicked. We called 911. They came and got there. And after there was probably 5 or 10 minutes, they came and got him, took him to the hospital. And we arrived at the hospital, and the doctor said, "There's nothing we can do." Said, "We can ship him to the Baptist hospital, and maybe they might be able to do something." It was pouring down a rain, and they put him on the helicopter. And me and my wife almost beat the helicopter down to Baptist. And all the way down to Baptist, I said, "Lord, I want my son. I'd like to have him." And as we got down to Baptist, they took us aside in a little room. The head surgeon came in, and two other doctors set us down in a new sofa, gave us something to drink, and said, "The news we have is bad." So I suspected that he would be dead. And they said, "He's too bad." He said, "He's too bad for us to do anything. We'll not try to do anything. He's just too bad. It's too severe." And by that time, being on Wednesday night, while we were on the way to the hospital, my deacon was in my appointment book, found the names of 40 preachers, of which I have in my book. And those 40 preachers, right before prayer meeting, he called them. And we know of 40 churches that was talking to God and was saying, "Lord, there's a tragedy." And the doctor said, "There's nothing we can do." So they left him sit in a room. I never done nothing until 2 o'clock that morning. And that morning they came in and they said, "He's still here. We cannot understand it. We don't know why, but he's still here. And so we're going to try something." So they tried everything they could. 1 week after that, they came and told us 4 times that our son would be dead within the hour. We went through the first 3 times pretty good, but the 4th time we were satisfied that our son was not going to be well. He wasn't going to be with us like he was.
Listen now.
Me and my wife sat in the window of the hospital, at Baptist Hospital on the 6th floor, and planned my son's funeral. But I'm so glad God's plans wasn't like ours. God had other plans. Come on, brother.
It was a miracle what God done. They said the ambulance was just right in the neighborhood. Isn't that right, preacher?
When we called 911, the man that was in chief of 911, he was the main medical man, was getting off from work. When they put it out over the hour, he was coming home. He was at my driveway. He said, "All I done was hit my brakes, made a left, and he's at my house." And 2 minutes after we called, God's good. He's real. He's good to me.
That was when did this happen?
May 19th.
They said he would never, ever live. And then he did live. Because he had mom and daddy praying for him and people that could pray. And they said if he did live, I guess he'd never be able to do anything or say anything. I just talked to him and go. He's here. Let's bring him in here. Bring him in. Think it can't happen to you, young people. Look at David here. He's been in the hospital. He got out of the hospital yesterday to come tonight. And I'm telling you, young people, it can happen to you. Be seated. Say something else about it, preacher. You go ahead and say something else.
Doctor told me and my wife that he'd never speak, he'd never see, He'd never be able to do anything. He'd be a vegetable the rest of his life. They encouraged us to let nature take its course because he'd be a vegetable. The other preachers, Danny, this church and other churches had been praying and God had been moving and working. And my faith at that time was very weak. But I'm glad God had people like you that was praying and getting on the line while I was down. They said he'd never speak. He'll never be able to see. They took out the front part of the brain to allow room for swelling. They took out this section of the brain to allow room for swelling. They took out this section back here because of the bullet done so much damage. The brain the size of a softball is now the size of a tennis ball. They said it's virtually impossible for him to say, to speak, to see, to smell, to do anything. Say praise the Lord for me.
Praise the Lord.
They said it's impossible for the boy to speak with a trait if he couldn't speak.
What about that?
When he woke up from a coma in Kingsport, Tennessee at rehab center, he spoke to me and his mama and told it how it happened. He said, "Dad, you told me if I ever got this gun out, you'd whip me." And he said, "When I got that gun and I headed out the door and I see you and mama coming, I was in a hurry to get that thing back in the house. And I tripped over the oil tanks that we have in the back of the house and fell and dropped the gun and it went off. And I don't remember nothing else." And you know what I've said? And I've said it in a kidding manner. I love him. But I can't wait till he gets better and starts to walk again so I can whip him for putting me through all this. Thank God for my son. And you young people can be the same. Go ahead.
Amen. Isn't that a blessing? He told his daddy in there a while ago, he said, "I want a hot dog." And I just asked him, "Do you want anything to eat?" And I believe that's what he wanted. I thank God for David. They're going to take him down now. He's been resting in there on the couch. He said, "Don't drop me." Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God tonight. He's been good to us by giving us our help. He's been good to us. Last thing I say tonight, God's give you a family, and or if you don't have your real mom and daddy with you, there's somebody that cares for you. You wouldn't be here tonight.
Amen.
And then God has give you your help. There's another thing that every one of you in here better thank God for right now here tonight. And if you're involved in sin, you're fooling around with things you ain't shouldn't be doing, messing around with sex, drugs, any of that stuff, you listening to me tonight? If you think I'm getting by, nobody's seeing me, nobody knows I'm doing this, the last thing is, you better thank God that you ain't in hell. When I was a little boy, my aunt sung that song the Sadler family sang last night, "Lord, oh Lord, I want to go to heaven." Hell is an awful, awful place. In my mind, I could see flames going up and burning people. And I could hear people, see people tumbling, going down like that, saying, "No, God, no, God, it's too late." 5 minutes in hell. If any young person in here tonight, if God took you and opened up the door of hell and left you there for 5 minutes, when you come back, you would never go to another party. You would never go to another dance. You would never do another dirty thing. You would be in church every time the doors is open. I'm talking about 5 minutes in hell. You'd straighten up real quick. God's been good to you. I'm letting you not be in hell right now. You'd drop them dirty friends. You'd drop that dirty literature. You say, "Listen, there are teenagers in hell tonight. It's Saturday night. There's been teenagers get on doing down the highway just since we've been in here having services tonight. They're driving down the road saying, 'Hey man, let's see it hit 100. Hey, look out!' Bam!" And open up their eyes in torment. Right now, they're saying, God, God, I wish I could get saved. God, please let me out. But it's too late, see. Never, 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 never get out. Never get out. If you've got any sense tonight in your brain, get out of your seat. Get out on this altar. Say, God, save me. I want to get saved tonight. You may never, ever, ever have an opportunity again. No health, no deliverance, no change, no hope, no contentment, no fun, no water, no peace, no joy, ever, ever, ever again. I just heard today. I hadn't heard the news in days. We've been up here working day and night, and I've been out of town a lot preaching. Today, I heard that yesterday the devil done another one. The lead singer of the rock group Nirvana. Kids, you ever heard of Nirvana? Raise your hand. Look at that, parents. The lead singer. Kurt Cobain. He just wrote his last song the other day. They'd been in Europe. Nirvana experienced one of the greatest fastest success of any rock group in history. They compared this man to John Lennon. 27 years old, millionaire overnight. They had their hit song. It's called Alternative Rock. And the Teen Spirit, all those songs where they just don't have a tune. And it's just wild, and so people just take to it because of the demons, the devils that work in it. And this guy was an instant success at anything a human being could want at 27 years old. Yesterday morning they found him. Yesterday morning. It's been on the news. They tell me all day. Yesterday he took a 12-gauge shotgun, put it in, blowed his head off. Wrote a song not long ago. Their last song, I got the tape. It just so happened that the Lord worked it out. I got the tape. His last song is, I hate myself and I want to die. A popular song right now. I hate myself and I want to die. You know what that guy's problem is? Or was? He just didn't realize how good God had been to him. He wrote a song not long ago that said, talking about going to hell, and he said, I ain't going to heaven where angels fly. I'm going to hell until the 4th of July. Some things like that. Just not long ago. He's there now. He's there. He showed an interview of him, and he's holding his little 2 or 3 month old baby, and he's jet-lagging, saying, I'm going to teach you how to cuss as quick as I can. He said, I think he's cool. You're an idiot. That's what you are. I hate to say it, but you just ain't got no sense, kid. You're missing something upstairs. This is reality here tonight. He's in hell. I couldn't have somebody to illustrate this point. I had somebody to illustrate God giving us a good family, Craig. I had somebody to illustrate God giving us our health, David. I couldn't call somebody from hell and say, would you come to our church Saturday night and tell these young people what it's like in hell? Because they can't get out. But if you could get close, I'd like to show you what it's like. If you could get close to hell tonight, I'd like to show you what it's like. People scream. People burning. People hollering. Saying, oh God, have mercy on me. Oh God, I'll never write another song. Okay, Bill. God, let me out. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. God, no, 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 no. Okay.
somebody from hell because they can't get out. God's been good to you. There's millions screaming in the regions of the damned that give anything in the world have the chance to get saved. Let's bow our heads. Softly tonight. Just a little bit more light, Bill, out here. She's going to play "Just As I Am" without one plea. "That thy blood was shed for me. O Lamb of God, I come." Heavenly Father, do something here tonight. Oh God, we pray for that young man, that young lady who needs to come. But they'll come right now. Amen. Come on. Just come on, young people. Come on. Just come on. Come on. You need to get saved? Come on. Get up and get saved right now. Don't be a chicken all your life. Altar workers, you come. Oh, we need plenty of altar workers. All you folks on the front row here, all these front row, just fold your seats and back up. Come on, move. Move right now. Move. Just get up and come right now. Come on. Come on. Move. You don't want to end up like that guy I told you about a minute ago. You don't want. God's been good to you, kid. Come on, get up. Move back, boys. Move back. Everybody move out of the way here. Come on, just get up and come right now. Come on, get up and come. Some of you Christian teenagers, you ain't been living like you should live. You're letting your friends go to hell at school. You ought to just get up and come down here and get on this altar and say, "I'm going to get right with God." Hey, you won't even be identified with them crowd at school that carries a Bible. You don't want to be seen with them church-going Christians. Get out of your seat. Get down here tonight and get right with God. Come on, make room for them, y'all. Make room. Clear out those front rows. Make room. Move. Come on. Plenty of room here at the front. Altar workers, come. Altar workers, plenty of altar work. We want everybody to have somebody pray with. Some of you preachers, come. Pray with some of these young people here tonight. Amen. Let God speak to y'all. Just get up and come. Come over that way. Get down on your knees. Come on. Come down here. Get down on your knees. God's been good to you, young people. God's been good to you. Just a tad more out there, Bill. Just a tad more. God's been good to you. Amen. That's right. Come on, girls. Amen. God's been good to you tonight. Just get down on your knees right here. There's plenty of room. Make room for them here. Make plenty of room. God's been good to you tonight. You come. You come right now. They're still coming over here. Make room for them over there to get down, y'all. Just move out of their way, please. Y'all off the altar here. Clean off the altar. Let God get a hold of hearts here tonight. Come on. That's right. Keep coming. Amen. Amen. That's right. Come on. Just get out of your seat and come right now. Come on. Come down here and get saved tonight. Get saved tonight. Ask God to help you. God's been good to you. About some of you mamas, some of you daddies, teenagers, young people, you say, "Well, I've not been living like I should live." Then get out of your seat, get down here and say, "God, I'm going to do right from now on. You've been good to me. You let me have my health. You let me have a family. You let me have somebody that cares about me." Just come on right now. Come on. Get down on your knees over here, kids. Somebody pray with all these. Some of you workers, preachers, get with these young people over here. Want somebody to pray with every one of them. Amen. We'll make more. Come on, get up, girls. Get up. Get up. Come on. Come on. Get up. Get up. Come on right now. Just get out of your seat and come. Young man, teenager, don't you be embarrassed. God's been good to you. Get up out of your seat and come down here. Come on. Come on. Get up and come. Come on. Don't you be embarrassed. Great day in the morning. God's been good to you. You ought to be proud to get up and walk down to an altar and say, "God has been good to me." That's right. Move. Come on. Come on. Amen. Hello, Parker family. Come on. Let God help you tonight. Let God help you tonight. Let God help you tonight. Move. Come on, girls. Come on. Amen. Now stay up here. Once you get through praying, I want you to stay up here tonight. We're going to pray with you before you go. Don't let them go. Whoever you pray with, keep them up here tonight. You need to come. Come on. There's a lot more of you Christian teenagers. A lot more of you Christian teenagers. God has been good to you. Amen. Let God speak to your heart. You let God speak to your heart. Now, some of you are praying with somebody. Keep them up here. Stay up here tonight. We won't stay up here tonight. Get up, boys. Get up. Get up. Come on. Amen. Get a mic on, Bill. All right. God's been good to you, friend. God's been good to you. You get up and come right now. Get up and come right now. Come on. Get up. Get up right now.
I've always had a place to sleep.
Think about it.
Clothes to wear and food to eat. God has been so good to me.
We're not in hell tonight. We're not in hell, glory to God. That's something to be thankful for. I'm glad tonight. I'm not in hell, amen. Come on, young people, get up, get up. Come on, come on, just get down here and pray tonight. Come on. Yeah, hallelujah. God's been good to us. Come on, sing it out, kid. Stay up here now. Come on, get up. Come on, kids. Come on.
God, I live where men are free.
Think about it.
Where there's love and liberty.
Come on now, sing it.
God has been so good to me.
Come on, keep coming. Keep coming. That's
all I have.
Get up. Get up. Come on. Get out here and get your life right with God. Come on. Come on. Get up, God. Here comes some more. Here comes some more tonight. Amen. God's been good to us, ma'am.
God has been so good to me.
Yes, God's been good to us.
I thank Him.
Come on.
For my family.
Get out here and pray, young people. Come on.
For the church that I attend. And for all my Christian friends.
Second verse. God's been good to you tonight.
God, I live where men are.
Come on, young people. You come on right
where
now.
There's love and liberty.
Well, Lord of God, He's good. God's been good to us. Thank God we're not in hell. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! I'm glad I'm not going to hell. Come on. Come on. Move. Move right there. Move, young people. God's been good to me. Kids, come on, let's sing it, everybody.
God has been so good to me.
I thank Him. Come on, young people, come on.
For my family.
Ain't that a blessing? Sing it out.
God. God has been so good to me.
God's been good to us.
I thank
Him for a fine
family. For the church that I attend. And for all my Christian friends.
Isn't that a blessing? I want y'all to stay up here now. All of you that got right with God, stay up here. We're not through here tonight. God's been good to us. Boy, I like to see scenes going on here tonight. Young people hugging mom and dad. Some of you young people, you're not going to be right with God. You get right with your parents. That's right. Amen. You ain't going to talk to your parents disrespectful and say, I love Jesus. Get right. Get right with your parents. Go to them right now. Tell them you love them. Tell them you love them. Tell your step parents or your bus worker or whoever brought you. Amen. Let's sing that second verse again. Amen.
Thank God I live where men are free.
Well, glory.
Where there's love and liberty. God has been so good to me. If all I had it took away.
Yeah. Woo! Hey, I'm glad I ain't burning in hell tonight. Come on, everybody. Everybody, help us.
God has been so good to me.
Oh, thank God. God's been good to us. God's been good to us. Step of the way. He's never left me or forsaken me since the night I got saved. He's still real tonight. Hey, he's still on the call. Hallelujah. God's been good. The same God has been so good to me. Let it. Come on now. God. Away from God's been good to us. Better look out. I'm gonna do like they do in them rock concerts. Amen. But God's been good to me. Hey, I could have been out some honky tonk tonight playing rock and roll. Second verse one more time. Amen. You need to come. Come on, young people. You need to come. Come on. Come on. Get up and come tonight. Get up. Get up. Come on.
God has been so good to me.
Come on, teenagers. That's right. Come on, young people. Come on. Get up. You come right now. I want everybody that's come to the altar and got saved or you got right with God to come back up here. Come back up here. Y'all be seated just a second. Come on. You're not ashamed of it. God done something for you tonight. You're not ashamed of it. Get up and come back up here. A little bit more. Be everywhere. There you go. You're not ashamed of it. Line up across the front. Turn around there and face this congregation tonight, young people. Lord, in mercy, I want you to look at there. Isn't that a blessing? Come on now, scoot around this way. All y'all come around this way. You're clogging it up. Scoot over this way. Scoot over this way. Y'all. Everyone, hey, look up here. Move this way. Nope, can't move that way. Move in toward the middle a little bit. My soul. We still got one or two in the oven. Isn't that a blessing? Goes all the way over to yonder. Somebody get a count. Count on that side, Brother Dean, to right here in the middle. Ray, you or Brother Ken. Boys count from this way over this way. About over there to where almost to the door, I reckon. I want to do something while they're counting. I believe the Lord laid this on my heart before the service. Don't get in no hurry now. We're about through. It's only 9:30. Can you believe we've done all this in 2 hours? Right. Man, we're just ready to have service now. I'm getting all kind of energy from somewhere. I'm going to go preach or play some ball or something. Three got saved in the other building. Isn't that something? Woo! We had one or two saved this evening and two last night. That's about six. Now, how many come to altar up there, a bunch? 30 people up there in the altar? How many we got over here, Brother Dean? 75 and 47. What's that? Where'd you people go to school at? Up north? Huh? 122? Somewhere along in there. How many of you young people here tonight never been saved, just got saved tonight? You just got saved tonight. All right, hold them up there real high where I can see them now. Hold them up where I can see them. Hold them up where I can see them. Hold them way up. Hold them. Hold them right there. Six. Hold them up. Don't put them down where I can see them. Six. Seven. Hold them up where I can see them. Eight. Nine. Ten. 11. 12. 13. 14. 15. 16. 17. 18. 19. 20. 21. 22. 23. What did I tell you? Somebody's going to get something. It's two last night and 23 tonight. Amen. What did I say last night? I said 25 people go get saved. Amen. Amen. That's right. Right here in prayer meeting the other night, I felt like the Lord showed me there's 25 people going to get saved. I ain't kidding you, man. I told them last night. I'm serious. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We had prayer meeting up here and we laid in the floor and prayed. And I said, God, it would be a miracle if 15 got saved. And he said, that ain't enough. That's the truth. I told them boys that. And I said, 20. And he said, that ain't enough. And I said, 25. And he said, that'll do right there. That's the Lord, brother. He said, I don't believe the Lord does that. Well, let's just say it's accident then. I can shout about it. Amen. What about that? That's a blessing, man. That's a blessing. I knew God's in this thing. I knew He was. There was no doubt in my mind. I know what we ought to do right now before we go. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We don't take up offerings at youth rallies because this preacher that comes cheap. But Jerry? Is that right? That little boy got called to preach tonight. Is there another young person that God called to preach tonight? Is there another young man? There might have been another. Look out now. Old Lionel here just got saved about, what, 2 months ago?
Yeah, something like that.
And this is another thing that happened. You may not believe this, but he come in here on Sunday night, and I made all the young people sit up front that night, and I preached a whole message on drugs, and I didn't even know he was here. He had been on cocaine so bad, had his life ruined, and he sat right over on that second row. And somebody took him out in my car and led him to the Lord out front. Say something for the Lord.
Lord's good. I was on that old road going down my fast lane like everybody was talking about. Man, that ain't no place to be. I done seen too much for my age. I had to grow up too fast. I'm ready. I don't know. Lord's getting a hold of me here soon. I'm going to do it for him. It's the only thing to do. I'm dealing with it all day. Amen. God's good. That's all you can say.
God's been good. And we might have had more than 25 saved. That's a minimum. I mean, you know, it can go more than that. We're not locked in on that. We're not Calvinists and believe only 25 and get saved. We'll take 50 any day. But at least, I tell you what we'll do. I'll start doing this three times. I want y'all just stay up here. And I want us to take up an offering. Like I said, this preacher comes cheap. Our church pays all the bills. For Bill Guy and his boy David that was shot. There is no telling what kind of bill. He hadn't mentioned this. I felt like the Lord laid on my heart. Let's give them a good offering. Now, shell out. Shell out. Go ahead and pass one up here in the choir, boys, if you would. Kids, shell out. Thank God you're the one that's giving instead of the one that got shot. Somebody else got saved out in the hallway? We just heard. Amen. Don't leave now. Don't leave. We're going to have another testimony. Stay right with us. Okay, give us some more light, baby.
I'd like to thank the Lord for what all He's done for me. On June 22nd, 1993, He saved my soul. And you came. And I'm so glad I went. And I'm so glad all the Brother Sam and everybody else that cursed me go. I just want to thank everybody. And I've been living wrong. Giving in to the devil, cussing and doing what I shouldn't do. I hadn't been telling my lost friends about the Lord, and I regret that. I know whenever I go back to school Monday morning, I'm going to tell everybody I know that's not safe. They need to go to heaven. I know I'm young, but I still got a life to live, and I want to live it for the Lord. And I desire all y'all's prayers.
Amen. Now, I want everybody that's up here, as our altar workers, to give them one of these little sheets. Get one of them little sheets down on the altar and fill it out so we can tell where you're from. And that way we might can follow up on you. Get one of them and fill it out. There's pens. Not them, girls. These little things laying down here on the altar. Some of our altar workers, help them out. Help them out. And they give every one of them one of these sheets. Take some around there. I want everybody to fill one out. And then bring it up here and lay it on the platform before you go. Let's give a good offering tonight. Preacher Bill Guy and his boy. Maybe it'd be a blessing to young David. And I'd like for him to go back there in the nursery somewhere and count it real fast and get back in here. Allendale, y'all come on right quick. We'll have them sing one song. Don't get in a hurry now. This only comes one time a year. One time a year, we're going to squeeze the juice out of it. You will be out of here in just about 5 or 10 minutes if you'll just sit tight. You say, well, I'm not used to church lasting this long. Well, I don't blame you. Some of where y'all go to church, I'd cut it sooner than it is. I'd cut it off about in half. I'd drive somewhere where I could get something from God if I was you. Here they come. They're going to sing while you're finishing up taking this offering. I'm about in the mood to hear that old story one more time. And don't leave now. We're going to tell you how much this offering is. Take it to the back and count it real quick, fellas. Some of you men, Brother Bruce, some of you men go back in the back, back in the nursery and help them count right quick. JD, some of y'all help them count real fast. And don't leave till we find out what it is. It won't take but 5 minutes while these are filling out these little slips here. I want everybody up here to fill one of these out. Everybody up here, fill one of these out now before you go sit down. Then you can lay it on the altar. All right, go ahead. Go ahead, brother. Canada. Bill.
For a sin-filled world, He gave up His life for us. The earth's glory will life knew was this story so old. And many years have passed by since I found the Lord. And I remember that night when the story was a story.
Back there, if you got these little cards, I think, when you come in the door, talk about tapes. This is the quickest way to do this. You can check cassette tape or videotape. The evening service, last night's service, Brother Spurgeon's testimony. Today, the service is on video and audio. Tonight, video and audio. Check which one you want, write it down, and lay it down up here on the platform. If you'll just lay it down up here on the platform and give it to one of these men. Men come through and pick those up, and we'll mail it to you. And you can send the money. You just send it. You trust us to send it. We'll trust you to send the money. Okay? And use this. This service will go all over the country on video. And God will use it. They'll show it maybe in Christian schools and stuff like that. And they're going to start running these videos tonight, Lord willing. And maybe we'll have some in the morning. We're having Youth Sunday in the morning. You'd have never guessed that, would you? We're going to bring in our bus kids. They didn't get to come tonight, most of them. But they'll be coming in the service in the morning. Our youth choir, young people's going to be taking the whole service till it gets time to preach and some old man's going to preach. And then, other than that, they're going to be making the announcements, taking up the offering. Youth Sunday tomorrow morning. We've got a lot of our visitors are still going to be with us, so spend the night. The next youth rally will be the Saturday night after Easter next year. It's about like 16th or something like that. It's the Saturday night after Easter. Whenever Easter is, it's the next Saturday night. Because school's out that week, people come in on Friday. We'll do it again like this, Lord willing, if the Lord don't come. Friday night, and the big night will be Saturday like this, and then go on into a whole youth weekend. You say, well now, if we come back next year, it's going to be crowded. Well, if there's anybody in here that's a millionaire, I'll tell you what you can do. You can build us a balcony. You know why we put this church so high? We're going to start right there at that light right there and go all the way around this place and put another deck right above your head. And if you want to do that, son, it'll be here the time you're here next year. We bought all kinds of things, stuck out our neck and stay in debt, head over heels. The last 3 years, about 2 out of 3, we spent more money than we took in. We got the bookstore running the youth camp all summer and everything. So if there's a rich person here who wants to do that, do something good with your money besides let your kids fight over it when you're gone. Let them make their own money and do something for God with it. I'm serious. That's what some people ought to do. That's what some people ought to do. So we pack them in here then. We can pack them in here then. But make your plans to come back next year. A lot of people can't stand it, but I like it like this. I like it. More the better. Amen.
Brother Danny, it's been requested we sing one more song. We don't do this song great, but just listen to the words, and this ought to be enough to get everybody excited.
All right, they'll sing us right quick while we're waiting on the offering total, and then we'll let you go. Go ahead. Amen.
God bless you.
Those cards, some of our men,
they can get those cards.
Lord, I know.
Hold him up.
For which way I go.
Hold him up.
For it's not something I make up. It's something that I know.
Hold him up. If you got cards, man. Pick him up. What do you mean? Get those folks up. So they get it. In the morning, man. So you don't want to miss that service. There's a little snack machine out here between the bookstore and the church. There's t-shirts everywhere. Get you one of them My Own Fire for Jesus t-shirts, like Ernest wears. And be up with the times. The bookstore's got a whole bunch of stuff. They still got some of the Soul Winners New Testaments over there, and they'll put your name on them, engrave it. One of the best Soul Winners New Testaments they are in America. You can get those over there. There's all kinds of stuff. We're going to have a total here in just a second. I want to see what this offering is for Brother Preacher Guy. Is he in here? Is Preacher still in here? He's in my office, I think, maybe. Get those cards up here and get those cards up here of those that got saved and rededicated their life. Anybody else got a video card? We want everybody to be careful getting out of here tonight. Is he still here? Hey, I know David was tired. He'd just been in the hospital for months and months and months. And he just, like I said, they just let him out yesterday. They run a bunch of tests on him to come today. And that's a miracle. You just remember, young people, you may not be that lucky. You may not be that lucky. See, that's what happened to him, and he barely got over it. Any more cards? Any more video or audio tape cards?
Where's them boys?
Need some more cards? I don't believe there are no more. Is that all of them, Sister Lucy? She's gone. Got one over here? Just write it down on anything. The videos are $10. And the cassette tapes are $1. $1. They made two cassette tapes of tonight's service. You can't beat that, can you? You know why it's taking them so long to count that? Because people don't give nothing but ones. That's right. You hear about the story about the $100 bill, $20 bill, $1, they're all talking. $100 bill said, "Buddy, I get around. I go to big casinos and hotels and restaurants in New York City. I go everywhere." And a $20 bill said, "I do too. I go to some of the nicest restaurants in the country. People lay me down as tips somewhere. Millionaires pass me on just to leave as a tip to the bag boy." They looked at the one and said, "How about you?" He said, "The only place I ever go is church, church, church." The government could quit printing them if it wasn't for church people. Don't have no use. They're about got it, he said. Now, I meant to say, we're going to need a bunch of our men to stay a few minutes after church. This will be the earliest we've got home all week, I guess.